So let's talk about 4chan. You've been writing on Twitter about that. Jamie, you put that on the big screen, please. So it's saying in the genetic lottery that we call life, clearly some were more successful than others, and 4chan janitors in particular certainly belong to the latter group. So can you tell us what that means exactly?
It means if you take a large group of individuals, internet users in this case, you would expect a spectrum of abilities each individual possesses, but you would also expect this wide array of abilities to present itself in a curve. Okay.
Oh, I know, like the, what's it called? The bell curve, right?
Well, that would be intelligence, more or less, but generally speaking, yeah, that's the idea.
Okay, that's interesting. But what about 4chan janitors then? Where would you find them on the curve?
Well, you would find them at the end of the spectrum that the negative end, the bad side, you know?
Like they possess no valuable qualities whatsoever?
No, no, absolutely not. I look, if they did, you'd think someone would pay them.
Wait, are you saying 4chan janitors are not getting paid?
No, they're doing it for free.
No fucking way, excuse me. But that's like really?
Well, it's true. And I mean, I have worked with severely disabled people. You know, we're talking about disabilities that, like Down syndrome, and they absolutely received compensation for a variety of jobs that could perform, you know. Oh, what does that tell you about 4chan janitors?
Damn.